It's 5:35 Friday night, and that means one thing: Alaskan artists on the radio, as it always should be. We'll have a little bit of music tonight and a little bit of information about the Trapper Creek Bluegrass Festival. But right now, let's welcome to the studios, live once again in studio, the Overbeat Family Band. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're the Overbeat Family Band, also known as Ode to the Roadies, for those of you out there who know us that way.
You got to have a couple of names to really make an impact.
That's true. We do a couple of different things, so we got to have a couple of different names. One, Overbeat Family Band, we do gospel stuff with our dad, and Ode to the Roadies, we kind of do jug band stuff. And so
there is a little bit of a stylistic difference as you take
slightly,
on the
yeah.
new persona.
Yeah. And well, everybody knows us as the Overbeats because we are actually a family.
There you go. Coming out of Sutton, famous right around Granite Creek Bluegrass Festival time. We won't talk about that because
about
we got the Trapper Creek Bluegrass Festival happening in 2 weeks, actually about two weekends. It's next weekend that's happening.
Yep.
You guys are playing out there.
Yeah, we are. We're playing
at Trapper Creek
Friday night.
And you've got a show coming up tonight.
Tonight. If you like what you hear, come on down to the Anchorage City Limits, the Lofts. We're playing a show down there at 9 o'clock.
And that's downtown. That is right next to the Sunshine Plaza, the big yellow mall downtown. It's on 4th and C, basically, at the Anchorage City Limits.
There's actually going to be quite a few good bands out there. Justin Boot's going to be playing with his band, the Goat Rodeo. He's also the guy who throws Trapper Creek Bluegrass. And then also there's going to be some circus performance that's going to be really amazing.
Wait a minute. Circus, goats, Overbeat Family Band.
Rodeos.
There's all kinds of stuff happening.
Who knows?
That is not your typical Anchorage City Limits Lofts performance, so you got to get there tonight to check it out and hear the band live. Let's just jump right into music because this is a music radio station. What can you play for us first?
All right,
out of the
gates? Aboard. We'll start with Freight Train. Here we go. One, two,
Freight train, where you going so fast? Freight train, where you going so fast? Please don't leave me here living in the past. Whoa, 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 whoa. Freight train. When I die, Lord, bury me deep. Way down on old Chestnut Street. Place a stone in my head and feet and tell them all that I've gone to sleep.
Here we go. Let's sing it now.
Freight train, where you going so fast? Where you go so fast? You don't leave me here living in the past. Whoa, 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 whoa. Freight train. When I'm dead and in my grave, no more good times will I crave. Place a stone in my head and feet and tell him all that I've gone to sleep.
Here we go.
Woo hoo hoo.
Sing one more time.
Freight train, where you going so fast? Freight train, where you going so fast? Please don't leave me here living in the past. Whoa, 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 whoa. Freight train.
Freight Train, Overbeat Family Band, Ode to the Roads, Roadies.
Roadies, yeah, Roadies is a family name, so that's
Ode
why.
To the Roadies, and they are playing tonight at the Lofts in downtown Anchorage at the Anchorage City Limits, and then the Trapper Creek Bluegrass Festival coming up in a couple of weeks. It is festival season. It is festival season.
Sure feels
kicking
like it.
Off. And how are you guys doing out there in Sutton with the heat?
We're doing great. We got lots of projects. We got the garden almost in and working on our houses. And
everything's dried up
everything's
a little earlier than normal.
Sunny, and I'm taking the day off to get some chores done. So
fantastic. So the band is really a family band.
Yep.
Everybody's grown, pretty much grown up out in Sutton and
Right
learned
now in the
instruments
studio,
with the family.
And right now in the studio, there's three of us, but we have six of us total, and we're still all family. So
let's give them some credit.
Yeah, yeah.
Who do we got? Who do we got here in studio?
In the studio is my little kid sister Rachel. She's not a kid anymore. She just gave me the stink eye. She's playing bass, and Alyssa's on the washboard. She's my other sister, and I'm the oldest, Jason.
And the three of you performing tonight. Normally, there's a little bit more.
Yeah, normally sometimes my dad plays.
You rope everybody in?
We rope everybody in. Rachel's significant other plays the trombone, and my significant other plays the clarinet. And my father plays mandolin and banjo.
Did you actually grow up learning instruments just through the family, or did you learn them through school?
No, we learned everything by ear. We all can't read music, and we just...
Campfire instruction.
Yep. That's true.
That's about the only way I'd learn. I get frustrated if I try to learn it, but if you're just
hanging
around,
out and you're around it all the time, it kind of comes a little more natural.
That's what happens. Now, I did see a quote that really kind of went a long way towards describing the music that is bluegrass. Bluegrass is all about family. Mm-hmm. Bluegrass is all about home and rootsy material. But tell me who said this. The songs are about... The songs are about things I like, chicken and gravy.
Oh, I said that.
And I thought, who says songs are about chicken and gravy? You know, they're chicken and gravy songs.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of, I mean, if you listen to the lyrics, most of the time they're all kind of silly and simple, and I just think that's fun. So,
just like chicken and gravy. A little silly, a little bit of fun. So yeah. What do you got for us next? What can we hear?
We'll play a song about my long-tail mama. This is a... All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I got a long, tall mama, stand about 7 feet and 9. Got a long, tall mama, stand about 7 feet and 9. When she starts to love and holler, Papa, won't you take your time? Now she's long, she's tall, handsome, sweet as she can be. Now she's long, she's tall, half as sweet as she can be. To satisfy the woman, take more than a bumblebee.
Here we go.
Now she do a little this, mama Lord, she do a little that. Now she do a little this, mama Lord, she do a little that. When she puts the full stream, make a freight train jump the track. Now she got a brand new move, it's one that she calls her own. She got a brand new move, one that she calls her own. She starts to love and make a poor man leave his home. Hey, when she starts to love and she sure can do her stuff. When she starts loving, sure can do her stuff. Squeeze me so tight, holla, mama, Lord, that's enough.
So to the roadies right here in the KMBA studio. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Sounding good. It sounds like we're just warming up. It's warm enough outside to get yourself out of the house and get downtown to see the show, which is over at the Anchorage City Limits, the Lofts. It's Ode to the Roadies, along with the Goat Rodeo, as well as a little circus activity.
And don't forget next weekend in Traverse Creek.
Who doesn't want a little circus activity on a Friday night? And then, of course, a little more circus at the Traverse Creek Bluegrass Festival. There's a warning that comes with that. That's all the warning is. Just be warned.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoy yourself. Now, you guys are doing a lot more than simply doing a couple of shows up here. You're doing a lot more than just hanging out by the campfire in Sutton. You guys travel, and I didn't really realize how much you're on the road. Tell me about the travels and how often you get out of state and some of the bands you end up playing with down in the lower 48.
Well, I mean, us three Overbees are all in another band called Spirits of the Red City, and that's a band down in the States that you should look up on our website, spiritsoftheredcity.com. And it doesn't really sound like what we're playing right now. It's an alternative folk orchestra, all original music, and it's really, really, we're really proud of it. So, yeah, spiritsoftheredcity.com. And we've done about 11 national tours down the States, and so that's kind of what we do during the fall and the winter and spring and stuff.
Very nice. A little anti what people would think of, the imagery that comes to mind when you think, oh, sure, we're just hanging out in Sutton, keeping it low profile and quiet. You wouldn't think you're on the road traveling and hitting these big venues.
When you're on the road, you got to do something to kind of calm down.
You
got to
have some opposite. So really, it's having the opposite in Sutton that helps.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, well, that makes sense. So what are some of the big venues you've played down in the lower 48 that just kind of blown your mind a little bit as far as...
There's too many to tell. I mean, we got a lot of really great moments from being down there and touring around. I mean, just music brings a lot of great moments. Anytime you're playing music, it's a really magical thing. Anytime you're at a show and people are really paying attention and really dancing or having a good time or really listening, it's pretty magical. So it's hard to really pinpoint a single moment, I think.
It's nice to have you guys as friends of KMBA. I know you're big fans of the BBB, the Borealis Bluegrass Breakdown. Jeremiah gave me a little ribbing earlier today saying, hey, I hear the band's coming in. And I told him to come on down and... said he couldn't make it, but he wanted to be here, I'm sure.
We tune in every Wednesday to his show. We love it.
And that's nice to have that community in one spot. How is that at Bluegrass shows different than other festivals, other shows? I mean, I don't know how you can describe it other than the word family, but maybe you could be a little more descriptive on that.
Yeah.
What's fun for you about it?
It's magic and family. We just got back from Juneau Folk Fest. That was our first time down there. And going down there... was really great. Anytime you're at a bluegrass festival, you go and you just see the same people and they're all there for the same reason. They all just love music and they're just excited about it. And anytime you have a group of people who are excited about something they love, it feels like a family. And it's always really special. So
throw in a campfire and you got something good.
Yeah, that's true.
Who are some of the folks that you listen to? Some of the maybe local bands that you guys enjoy seeing or performing with?
Man, I mean, there's a lot of good local bands up here.
Really digging on the super saturated Sugar Strings.
Yeah, they're fun.
They're super fun.
They've got some new material coming out real soon. We're all excited.
We really like the Shoot Dangs. They're really fun. And they're actually going to be playing at Trapper Creek as well. There's actually a lot of great bands playing at Trapper Creek. And I feel like festivals are a good way to kind of go and see a big variety. And that's really what it's about.
Yeah, you kind of settle in, realize you're there for a little while, and you actually start to see a little bit more than just that one act that you originally signed up for. So we hope that everybody has a good time next weekend at Trapper Creek Bluegrass Festival. The show tonight is going to include the Goat Rodeo and a little circus activity and Ode to Roadies, who are in studio with us right now. And I say, more music. What do we got next?
Another.
Let's do Tip Out tonight.
Here, sister, let's share this microphone. Ready? Here we go. Good?
Ready?
Yep.
Me, I'm feeling mighty lonesome. Me, I'm feeling mighty lonesome. My girl quit me and I don't know what I'm gonna do. Well, she even told me.
What'd she tell you?
From the start, if I go, I would break her heart. Every time I think about her, makes me feel so blue. Well, this morning I received a note.
You got a letter?
And this was the note it had wrote. It said,
gone boy, single, blues to me. I'm as pleased in it. Yeah, can be she.
My face, what?
Any old round, the show can take your place.
I'm getting tired of your love down way. I'm going back to my paper day now. Go on, honey, you can't bluff. But when I tip out tonight, I'm going to strut my stuff. I mean, I'm going to strut my stuff.
Still me, I'm feeling mighty lonesome. I'm still feeling mighty lonesome. My gal quit me and I don't know what I'm gonna do.
She even told me,
what'd she tell you?
From the start, if I go, I would break her heart. Every time I think about her, makes me feel so blue. This morning I received a note.
I know, I already read it.
And this is what the note it wrote. It said, go on, boy, sing the blues to me. I'm as sweet as any girl can be. She even told me to my face, what?
Any you're around us, you can take your place.
Yeah, right.
I'm getting tired of your lockdown way. I'm going back to my bed today. Now go home. I'm gonna strut my stuff.
Ode to the Roadies, right here in the studio, just having a little fun on a sunny Friday afternoon. Getting the early heat in May is just fantastic. The streets are dry, the grass is dry, everything's dried out and ready for festival season.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not sitting on a wet hillside, you're not tromping around in the mud. This, you guys are going to have some fun over the next couple of weeks, I can imagine.
We're going to have a fun summer. We're looking forward to it.
As long as you can keep the dust down. Would you have better dust or better rain? Which is your pick?
I think we don't mind the dust. We don't mind the rain either.
It's hard to say, isn't it? Wind, dust, or rain. Which one ruins a festival? None of them, as long as you're stuck there.
Yeah. That's true.
It's the simple things, right? It's the simple things that keep things fun, especially in an Alaskan summer that's so short. Just keep it simple and just get it done. So the show is tonight, and you guys have got a record. You've got a CD that you've handed me. Tell me a bit about the recording process. Did you just do it right around your homestead, or did you go to a professional studio?
Well, kind of a little bit of both. A friend of ours, Trace Gentry, he does the sound at Granite Creek, and we just asked him to come down and record us, and we just did it in our library, our Sutton library, and just kind of set up some few mics in there and did it all live, and it was good, but my dad, he doesn't want to do two takes, so everything was the first take, and that's it. And then he didn't have time for second takes. It's good enough, he said. But we're proud of it. It worked out good. It really has a live sound, and it's a lot of fun.
And Jason also made this really fun character of all of us, and so we got some T-shirts for the first time, which is kind of a fun thing to have on our merchandise table.
Same thing that's on the album cover here?
Yep.
Nice caricatures.
Mm-hmm.
And recently, or somewhat recently, working with Indie Alaska, a little video program through PBS and our buddies over at APTI.
Yeah, they did that last year. That was a lot of fun, meeting those guys and doing that. We were really glad to do that.
So now you've got things logged. You've got some recordings. You've got some video.
Yep.
Now everybody's going to start seeking you out. What happens when all of a sudden everybody wants to head up to Sutton and it becomes crowded because they're looking for the Overby family?
Then we have a big party and make a big have a barbecue. Come on out.
Come on out to the show. We have just about 5 minutes left, so we got plenty of time here for one more song.
Okay,
if you've got one more in you.
What should we do?
Because I know I only said three, but hey, let's get in four.
What do you feel like doing?
Well, we can do Got a Letter from a Darling, I guess. Just that one.
Let's
think fast.
Okay. Yeah, one.
See?
Got a letter from my darling, she says hurry home. Got a letter from my darling, how long have you been gone?
She's little and neat and so sweet, got great big legs, go down to her feet.
Got a letter from my darling, she says hurry home. I said, you hurry home.
Eyes, rosy cheeks, boy, you know she must be a peach. Got a letter from my darling, says hurry home, I said, says hurry home.
coming home, mama, if I have to ride the rail. I'm coming home, mama, if I have to catch a cannonball.
Get up in the morning and I do my time. When she starts to walk, she walk right behind. Got a lady from my darling, says hurry home, I said, you hurry home.
Got a letter from my darling, says hello. Got a letter from my darling, how long have you been gone?
I know you as sweet as a candy doll, ain't got another man in your arms.
Got a letter from my darling, says hurry home, I said. She says hurry.
Belting it out in the studio, the Ode to the Roadies. If you're singing around a campfire, you can't help but be loud.
Yes,
you
true.
Know, you can't. You're not a shy, quiet group if That's you're true. If you're That's learning loud. Outside.
I saw you turning us way down, so you're listening to the audience. You didn't even hear
Jason
half of it.
Jason is the loudest singer ever. Anywhere that we go and we're singing in a group, he's like significantly louder than anybody else. And if he stops singing, everyone like turns around and looks at him like, "What just happened? He's so quiet now."
Half the people just left.
Well, I guess, you know, if you're not growing up in an urban environment where you think you're always upsetting people, then you let it fly.
Yeah.
You're out there where you can just let it fly.
Everyone takes the liberty of being as loud as they want out in Sutton.
And that's good reason to roll down your windows as you drive on by and just listen for the sounds. Yeah. Ode to the Roadies, thanks for coming into the studio.
It was a real pleasure.
I'm glad you stopped by. I know your show is tonight and probably just in a little bit, so we'll let you get going. The show is kicking off right about, I imagine, right about 7 o'clock.
Well, 9 o'clock it says on the poster.
9 o'clock
so.
It says, see, it takes two of us to get the information right. 9
yeah,
o'clock.
It'll probably be a good show. There's a few things lined up. So, yeah, come on down 9 o'clock and don't miss a minute of it.
And that includes Goat Rodeo. It includes maybe some more music and a little bit of circus action as well. What that means, you've got to go to find out.
Mm-hmm.
And that is at the Anchorage City Limits at the Lofts. Thanks again for stopping by.
See you tonight.
Thank you.